More Idaho Matters right now. I think it's no secret to say that Idahoans like dogs and they like the outdoors and they really like to take their dogs with them when they go outdoors walking and hiking. But is that trail you're headed for dog friendly? Is there water nearby? Is it too steep for maybe a senior dog? Is it the trail? Is it too short to wear your younger pup out for the night? All really good questions, right? Well, Deanna Burrell and Matt Clark decided to answer those questions, and they teamed up with their dogs, Barry and Watson, to write their new book, Treasure Valley Dog Hikes and Walks. And we're lucky enough to have Deanna join us today. Welcome to the program. Deanna, you're muted. Can you unmute yourself, please?
You'd think after 3 years of Zoom, I'd figure that out. Thank you so much for having us.
You know what? It happens sometimes, and that's what you have to love about live radio, right? Okay.
So,
Deanna, why did you and Matt decide to write this book?
Well, there are a couple things that came into play here. One was we, as you said, we're typical Idahoans who love our dogs and love to hike and love to hike with our dogs. And there were several times we'd find ourselves on a trail, and it's like, there's not enough shade for our black labs. There's not enough water, or the tread wasn't quite right. It was too sharp for their paws. And so we'd been sort of thinking about this. And then one day Matt was at the market and saw Scott Marchant, who is an author and has been writing the Hiker's Guidebooks for several years. And they got to chatting, and Scott's like, people ask me all the time about the best hikes for their dogs. And I only know if they're on leash or off leash because I don't have a dog. So, the conversation started from there. So we talked about this for probably 3 years, but we got serious about writing it in the last year.
Okay. So you brought up access to water. This is a big one. And I have to say, I've never thought about it. I don't have a dog. So what did you find, you know, in researching that aspect of it?
Well, we found a lot of trails that have, just in the foothills here, that have small streams or seeps that are seasonal. But then we also, in the introduction, talk a lot about safety and preparation for the hike. So we want to be sure that, you know, you pack enough water for yourself and for your dog. We've seen people on short hikes, like even up Table Rock on a hot summer day, not pack enough water for their dog. So we really talk about those issues as well in the book.
Okay, so let's talk about older dogs like Watson, who I mentioned. Do you have suggestions for dogs like him? Because again, a trail like Table Rock may not be the best trail for an older dog.
Right. So we cover a lot of trails and paths, so some paths locally here that are really great for older hips and older dogs, or dogs with short legs. So Barber Park Path is a really great one. The Caldwell Greenbelt, if you've not been out there, for our folks in West Treasure Valley, that is just a gem. They've really done a lovely job out there, as has Indian Creek in CUNA. And also, you know, if you want to get out in the desert, Halverson Lakes is a really great trail out by Celebration Park.
Okay, so then you have dogs like Barry, and you these are those dogs that you need to wear out. Now, I have not had a dog I've needed to wear out. I have had children I've needed to wear out, and I always say sometimes the only difference between a child and a dog is that a kid can talk. So, with that said, you know, what about some suggestions for those dogs that you really do need? Some better options for them to really get their energy out?
You know, there's some great options. And I want to say that we have some really wonderful dog parks in the valley too. So if you need to get the zoomies out of your dog, but you don't have a lot of time, the dog park section is for you. If you've got time to go on a more strenuous hike with your pups, then this time of year, especially with weather coming, with some more rain coming in this weekend, Sinker Butte is really great. That's out near Swan Falls Dam. That's a really nice hike. It's about 6 miles with 1,200 feet of elevation gain, and it's completely off leash once you're out of the parking area, and the dog can just run and run and run to their little heart's content.
So then you also break the trails up into three categories. You have hikes, you have urban walks, and then, as you mentioned, dog-friendly parks. I really like that you break it up that way. But here's my question. Are all of this, the hikes, the urban walks, the dog friendly parks, are they all in the Treasure Valley?
They are all within 90 minutes of Meridian. So we use
as
Central Valley. So many things are based out of Boise, but we've got so much growth in the West Treasure Valley. We really wanted to include those folks.
And then we should note that you walked all the trails, right? That you put in this book.
Yes, my husband and or me and or both of the dogs. We were on every single one of these.
And that's great though, because it's, then, what you can put in that book is accurate, right? And then that people know, like, okay, she's actually been on this trail.
Yes, and we put in the, for each of the hikes and pathways, we have cautionary tales, T-A-I-L-S. But we have, if there's something you need to be aware of for the dogs, like for example, this year, particularly this spring, we've heard a lot of coyote sightings. So if we know, if it's a known coyote denning area, we put that in the cautionary tales. So, be prepared for that if you want to go during denning season and leash your dog on what might otherwise normally be an off-leash trail. So we tried to really be cognizant of that as we were hiking these, like what would people want to know to be extra safe with their dogs and make the best out of that trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've only got about a minute and a half left with you. So I want to do three quick fire questions. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your number one pick for the best in-town walk with a dog.
I love Siemens Gulch Complex.
Okay. Best pick for best out of town dog hike.
Pinnacle Point.
And what about a dog friendly park?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say Amity Dog Park in Nampa.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I have to say, I think this book is such a great idea and it's going to help so many folks because as we mentioned in the very beginning, Idahoans, we love our dogs even if we don't own one. So I really appreciate it. And I think a lot of people are going to grab this book. So Deanna, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
We've been talking with Deanna Burrell. She is the co-author of the new book, Treasure Valley Dog Hikes and Walks. She will be with her co-author, Matt Clark, tomorrow. That's Thursday night at Rediscovered Book in Boise. They'll be talking about their new book. And of course, you can grab a copy of it as well. And remember, as Deanna said, everything in the book is within 90 minutes of Meridian. And it's helpful if you have a senior dog or a young dog. So hopefully you can get out to Rediscovered Books as well. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast and its latest series, Taking Cover.